Joining us now, I assume from Las Vegas, are the Gonzalez twins, Dakota and Dylan. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time. How difficult a decision was it, ladies, to decide to give up basketball and pursue your other activities?
You know, honestly, it was a really emotional decision for us, especially when we, you know, had to have that conversation with our coaches and our family and each other. So it was really emotional for us. I think that, you know, the one thing that kind of kept us, I guess, keeping our heads up was knowing that basketball will forever be a part of our lives. It's just sad that we won't be able to compete with our team. That's what, you know, really is heartbreaking for us.
Now, I'll start with asking you, Dakota, about, like, what questions did you ask? What avenues did you go down to figure out what you could do while still being eligible as a student athlete and what you couldn't do while staying eligible?
Right. So I would say a lot of the questions that we really had asked kind of circulated around our music and sort of what we were able to do as far as being able to push our careers with music and still play basketball, not have any sort of issues or infractions that could cause a bump in the road for us with basketball. And some of those questions, like, literally was, like, what can we do? And a lot of the times we sort of found that we were very limited in what we were able to do. And that made it difficult for us, just knowing that we wanted to continue with music and entertainment after our college careers. And so that was a frustrating part of it all, especially because a lot of times we didn't ask the right questions. And in that sort of ignorance to what we were able and weren't able to do, we found ourselves getting in trouble with the NCAA, I suppose, and violating things we didn't even realize were violations.
Dylan, a question to you. Did you ever decide that you ever thought maybe trying to fight them in the court of law to try to change these rules?
You know, we actually did, you know, challenge them quite a bit. I think that for us, going to court was just difficult, especially, like, on ourselves, time-wise, on our family, you know, in regards to having to, you know, pay for attorneys and things like that. That just would have been very difficult. And I think that the biggest thing for us is, you know, you hear about all of the, you know, lawsuits and this and that that are going up against the NCAA. And even when I do hear about them, I obviously need to do a better job of following up with them, but I never actually see anything change quite drastically. And I think that that's because they are such a powerful force to be reckoned with. And so it's very, very hard to go up against them in that kind of way. So I think that for us, we're just trying to move forward and stay positive, and hopefully change does come. And we really don't mind being the people in the front seat to try to help that change happen, so that in the future, student athletes do have opportunities to be able to pursue things outside of their respective sports.
Dakota and Dylan Gonzalez, known as the Gonzalez Twins, former UNLV women's basketball players, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. Now, Dylan, I saw in your social media post when you decided to announce the decision to step away from UNLV basketball, you said, if I could do both, I would, but right now it is impossible for me to do both. Do you think now that you're doing this full time, you see the time commitment that it takes to be a musician and being in commercials and things along those lines, do you think that you had enough time to be able to do both effectively next season if the rules allowed you to?
Honestly, if the rule, like, Dakota and I, we're the kind of people who are very, very, very dedicated to our crafts in an extreme way, which can almost be slightly unhealthy because we sacrifice sleeping. However, I definitely do believe that we could have done both. Yes. Even with the time commitment that it does take to put into our music, we're still training for basketball right now as we speak. And so, for us, I just feel like it was an injustice for our collegiate careers because of the rules that are in place.
Dakota, looking to the future, is a pro basketball career possible with the time commitments? You would have a contract. You'd be paid by said team, whether it would be in the WNBA or somewhere overseas, to do the things that you would need to do in the music to stay current around the, you know, the 12 months a year. Is it possible to do both in that realm as well?
Yeah, honestly, like Dylan had mentioned just a minute ago, basketball is always going to be a part of our lives, and we're continuing to train even though we are not going to be playing collegiately anymore. And honestly, playing pro, especially overseas, has been something that really excites me and Dylan both, and that's a big part of the reason as to why we are training. So I definitely see there being that potential to balance both of those, and balancing multiple things at a time definitely is not something we are unfamiliar with. And so for us, we feel like that's definitely an option. And so I would say we're focused on a lot right now, but mostly music. However, that's definitely an option for us.
Well, Dakota, kind of stepping back for a second here, I mean, you are, you know, two people from Pocatello, Idaho, not exactly known for producing people with the social media following that you two have, not exactly known for the basketball careers that you two have been able to put together. How have you guys been able to do this? How have you built up the popularity of the basketball career and the music? Because, you know, Pocatello, Idaho doesn't have many stories like this.
Shout out to Pocatello. Honestly, it's so funny because we really were anticipating this ourselves. I mean, as far as how it's gone, we've always been people that had bright eyes and bushy tails, and anything that we saw that we wanted to go after, we put 1,000% of our commitment into it. And that's something that people don't really get to see, and it goes very underappreciated and unnoticed. But at the end of the day, it's not ever going to be something that we just stop doing. And we're so fortunate to have a family up in Pocatello, up in Pocatello from here, I guess, that has instilled those morals and those values in us, where work ethic is so, so imperative. And I think that that's really what's gotten us to where we are today, having a great group of people who have supported us, who have taught us, who have helped us, and then just working really hard and being persistent and never, you know, giving way to doubt, which is easy to do, especially nowadays with social media, where when you gain popularity, your life is sort of on this under a magnifying glass, and any little thing you do is criticized and observed, and that can be very difficult to have to deal with. So, you know, it helps that there's two of us, I would say, as well. Being a twin, I feel bad almost for people that aren't twins. Like, I wish everybody got to have a twin. You get, like, a built-in best friend. So you always have somebody that has your back. And honestly, I we're so blessed to have the following, to have the careers that we ended up having collegiately and then moving forward with music. We're so blessed and grateful for that and never want to take it for granted. But I would genuinely just say that for us, it's just been our persistence and our work and then the people that we've surrounded ourselves with that have helped us get to this point.
The Gonzalez twins, Dakota and Dylan, former UNLV basketball players and now looking to break out in the music world, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. Now, Dylan, for you, if I fast-forwarded the clock 10 years from now, what would be the best-case scenario for you and your sister when it comes to music, when it comes to basketball, when it comes to perhaps instilling change in the NCAA policies?
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's so crazy because as much as we're putting 2 feet into and pushing music and we're so passionate about it, just as much as we're passionate about basketball, that's really what's so unfair about it all. It's beyond music for us. It's more than just wanting to say that we're singers, say that we're artists. It's more than fame. It's more than money. It's more than all that stuff for us. What we're really trying to do is change a culture. And so in 10 years from now, I would definitely say, ideally for us, we would want to be on a platform to where we could really, to where our voices could really be heard across the masses in order to change a culture, in order to reinstill some values, in order to reinstill some integrity across the board, especially in the times that we're in right now, especially in the United States, in the relations across the board, with that included. So I would say that that's probably the ideal thing for us musically, is to be on that platform, to be able to kind of send those messages, to be able to be the kind of role models that, you know, the younger generations can look up to. And I would say that for basketball, we would really love to have our own AAU team. We would really love to bring young girls in. And we're very ambitious. We would love to bring young girls in and to help train them as well. Our family is obviously a huge, huge part of what we do, and I know they're going to be with us every step of the way. And so for us, it's a lot of times we spread ourselves pretty thin because of how ambitious we are and passionate we are, because we don't want to just do them to do things to say we do them. We want to do it and be the best at it and really make a difference. And so I think that's pretty much what's ideal for us when it comes to the future.
Ladies, thanks so much for taking your time to visit with us. Best of luck in your future endeavors in the musing, the modeling, and the actress departments. And caught you on the eBay commercial, and I'm sure we'll see you on some other things in the future.
No, thank you so much for having us.
All right, thank you very much. That's Dakota and Dylan Gonzalez.